Good evening and welcome to a piece entitled How to Lose Friends and Influence People. It's a story, basically. It must have been summer 2009 when I was first attracted to his blog. It was irresistibly called Credit Control Warrior. At the same time, people, small businesses, were having trouble getting paid for work, and the Irish economy was in a spiral downwards. Greg Canty, the hero of this blog post, was a fighter for justice, truth and fair dealing, and still is. He was owed money by a character called Famous. Famous laughed in Greg's face, drove round in a flashy car and basically drove Greg demented. To make it worse, Greg had ignored his own gut instinct. He should never have done the work for that Famous bollocks. That's the sort of things he said to himself. Learning that through personal experience got Greg into empathy with loads of other people. He was not alone. As the partner in a growing small business, Greg became a campaigning hero. His style of blogging attracted many supporters. That's why I got hooked into reading Greg's blog posts, and years later I'm still reading him. He's the only Irish blogger I read regularly. Which is why I wish I could run my problem past Greg. He's been in Ireland longer than me. He's probably got a better understanding of Irish business habits. This is my unpleasant problem. Maybe you've had something similar happen to you. If you're in another country listening to this, well, I'd be really interested to know whether this goes on in your country or whether it's just purely an Irish phenomenon. In autumn 2013, a small business guy asked me to send his business a proposal for a piece of work. This was after we'd had a couple of meetings, coffee, even some food and stuff like that, lots of, you know, conviviality. And I thought we really clicked. I really did. I thought we really clicked. I was expecting we'd work together. Optimistically, I sent off the proposal to him. How wrong I was. What happened next shocked me. I couldn't remember it ever happening to me before in all the years I'd owned my own business in the UK. What happened? Nothing happened. Zilch. Nothing. I never got a reply. I sent another email. And I won't bore you with a list of all the other things I did in hope of finding out what happened. I even worried that his business, their business, was folding. And actually on the side, I with that in mind, I actually even sent an audio message. Not an audio, private audio boo or anything, but something I recorded on my smartphone, and I sent it as an email to the person. At the same time, in another neck of the woods, there was even more trouble brewing. A big, well-known Irish organisation in a sector which shall be nameless. It's a small country, don't want to cause anybody embarrassment. Asked Change Agents Branding, my company, to give them a proposal for a piece of work we sketched out together in Dublin. In other words, we sat around a table, worked out what would be involved, said, look, send me a proposal. You know, it was that sort of situation. You know, we left the room after a wonderful wide-ranging discussion, and it wasn't all about work, with the director. John and I, our business partner and I, were over the moon. It looked like this was our ideal client. The person, the challenge, the opportunity seemed to fit well with Change Agents' plans to become better known in certain circles. Yeah, that's us. We want to get better known in certain circles. I sent the proposal together with an assurance that if it didn't fit with the big organisation's budget, we could edit it together. In other words, look, I've sent you a proposal for a Rolls Royce approach. If Rolls-Royce approach isn't work, well, we'll do a mini approach. At least I thought I made that clear. Then the ship hit the rocks. Nothing more was heard from the director. Even texts weren't responded to. I asked myself, is this the Irish way? Is this normal? Is this me? What have I misunderstood? Done wrong? This is why I wish Greg Canty was at my shoulder. Wish he could be my caddy, my interpreter, my guide, my counselor. We all need a Greg, an experienced voice in the background. I felt I was going mad. Not in a mental health sense, but just going bonkers. What the hell is going on here? In all my years of doing business in the UK, this had never happened to me. Never, 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 ever happened to me. In all the years I spent hiring contractors, I never dreamed of leaving one in darkness. I wouldn't have dared. I was brought up not to be rude. My father would turn in his grave if he saw me leaving a potential supplier hanging on. He'd see that as an abuse of power, ethically irresponsible behaviour. He'd see this as a matter of basic human decency. We can all screw up. We've all lost an email, forgot to respond, been distracted. But not to respond after getting a reminder plus an inquiry? Greg, help! Forgive me dragging you into this without warning. By the way, I never told Greg Canty I was going to write this. In fact, I sent him a tweet afterwards telling him I'd written it, but that's all. Now, what I'd like to ask Greg is, what I'd like to run past you too, listening to this, are these possible explanations, and I warn you, there are about 17 of them. Okay, first, the proposal was so bad it wasn't worth responding to. They want no more to do with me. Second, the proposal was too big, too long, too elaborate, too confusing, too wide of the mark. They hadn't the time to immerse themselves in it. Simpler to kill the idea or go with someone else. Three, it's a power game. We have the money. Let change agents wait until we're ready. At the fourth one, at the same time, unknown to us, they've been talking to another provider and want to keep their options open. There's an e-tendering process controlled by procurement out of their hands. They do slow. This isn't an unusual delay as far as they're concerned. They never had a budget approved. Now feel too embarrassed to reply. They lost budget because of an unexpected disaster. They're too ashamed to reveal that. The business about to go into liquidation or receivership. They're now new owners. There's been an internal row over the proposal. And here it gets a bit zany. Mental health change for our contact means all non-essential communication ceased. I could even understand that. Someone blackballed us. How about this one? They actually replied. Their email went into our spam folder. They're so annoyed they wasted. I've now given up on us. They were simply picking our brains, outsourcing thinking to us, always intended to do it themselves. All of the above, or a combination of some of them. And finally, some explanation none of us have thought of so far. A good caddy, someone like Greg, identifies all the surrounding dangers, all the winds that blow the ball around, questions the golfer's thinking. A golfer who can't take help from a caddy is alone and may be lost without knowing it. Was there any way of escaping the frustration, confusion and anger? You see, I've got 4 points here. Rejection is not a problem. We can move on. I'm not bothered by rejection. Disappointment is nothing new. We can suck that up. God, if I couldn't suck up disappointment, where would I be? Being ignored is nasty. We won't forget that, though. The day may come when change agents may be wanted. Then what? What happens then? What happens if the same people who actually ignored us decided we weren't worth talking to, for whatever reason, then come back in a few years' time saying, hey, you're just the people we want. What's going to happen then? I'm afraid this story has no happy ending. I wish there was one. There probably won't be one. But reputations are always at stake. We market ourselves all the time, both the client and the supplier. More meaningful marketing is one way of saying, don't do it in an inhuman way. Now I ask you, listeners to Audioboo, can you please bring some clarity into this confusing mess? Has this happened to you in Ireland, in Britain, in, you know, Azerbaijan, in Bosnia, in Vancouver? Has it happened to you in South Island of New Zealand? And what did you do that unlocked the blockage? Is it better to move on now? Put it behind me. Forget about it. But what can be learned from this? What can be learned from this? If only Greg Canty was here to guide me. Okay, that's it. A little story here on shared with you on Wednesday evening. One of my business blog posts written especially for change agents branding. In case you're interested, you'll find it on changeagents.ie under blog. And I really would love a bit of help to kind of figure out, you know, what the hell was going on. Okay, thanks a million. Bye.